Kelvin just in Toronto this evening at the New Era store on Queen Street, signing autographs, taking photos. How'd it go?
Oh, it went really good, man. It's good to be up here around good people that have our back no matter what. Coming off a tough loss, everyone that was in the store for the meet and greet had nothing but good and positive things to say to us.
Well, that's great. Now, how do you like visiting Toronto?
Oh, I love it. Like I said, the people here are wonderful. They're so good to us. They welcome us with open arms, being that we're only a two-hour drive away. I mean, it's a great deal to be able to come to a totally different country and still kind of feel like we're still at home.
Yeah, it's, it's a beautiful city. I mean, I'm biased because I'm from here and I'll never leave here, but it's a beautiful city to get to come to, and likewise getting to go down to Buffalo. Now, you know, Psy is doing the halftime show. Any chance you guys can check that out on Sunday?
Oh, no chance at all. I'm sure we'll be in making some halftime adjustments, and hopefully we'll be up at half and talking about ways to continue to build on the lead that we have at halftime.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, bad news for the club today, Kelvin, that I wanted to talk to you about. Running back Fred Jackson is out the rest of the season with a right knee sprain. Talk about what that loss means to you guys.
Oh, it's definitely a tremendous loss, not just on the field but also in the locker room. He's just one of those guys that you hear about. Just always motivated, always has a good attitude, always bringing a good attitude both on and off the field. So it's definitely a tough loss for us, losing what I like to call him Deuce Deuce for the rest of the season.
So C.J. Spiller will get an expanded role. Kelvin, he had eight touches yesterday. It's been a subject all season. So, I'll ask you, do you think he's been underutilized this season?
I don't think I'm in a position to speak on if CJ's been underutilized or the things that's going on the opposite side of the ball, because I don't spend any time at all in their meetings. I don't know their schemes and things like that. So I would be out of line to speak on that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Do you think the subject has been overblown? Is that your head coach, Jan Gailey, has taken way too much heat for that? Is that something that, maybe you guys talk about and, I don't know how much you guys read the papers or listen to the radio or whatnot, but is that something maybe you've taken notice of?
Yeah, I mean, it's very easy for all these people, the critics, the naysayers, to sit on the day after the game and say, oh, you should have did this, you should have did that. Oh, that's easy. But you put those people, you put the headset on their head on that sideline on Sunday afternoon, and they'll go crazy in that situation. So, I mean, we try not to read into the newspapers. Of course, we hear all the negative talk that comes with the territory of not making the playoffs, not having a winning record, not going to the playoffs in 11, 12 seasons. That comes with the nature of that, and we understand that in Buffalo. So all we're trying to do is to build on the good things that we have been able to do in the recent weeks and just build on that and hope that the outcome is victory on Sunday.
Yeah. Kelvin, Chan Gailey is, now on the hot seat, at least if you talk to some fans and whatnot. And, everything, has come into question, from his lack of use of C.J. Spiller to his play calling to his clock management. What do you say to those who feel that way?
Hey, man, I just feel like everyone's entitled to their own opinion. I mean, like I said, it's easy for the critics to sit back after the play happens or after the game and you're analyzing the film. We do it to ourselves. You say, oh, I could have did that better. I could have did this better. But in the heat of the moment, in the heat of the battle, things happen. There's still people just like the rest of us, and, we make mistakes and things happen. So I'm not making any excuses for anyone. I mean, it is what it is. Our record is what it is. Like I said, all we can do now is to build on the positive things that we have done.
Yeah, Kelvin Shepherd with us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Jeff Sambit, Kelvin linebacker with the Buffalo Bills. And quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick had said before that the team lacks a killer instinct. Is that something that you would have thought or do think about this club right now?
That comes with the territory of not being able to close out games. It's been a matter of a couple drives, a couple plays. It's come down to, in our season, we'll be sitting here talking about the Buffalo Bills 10-3. The Buffalo Bills are 9-4. They're knocking on the door to clinch the division. It'll be a total different discussion, those couple plays. And I think that's what he was trying to get at, not saying that the guys on the team don't have the killer instinct, the want to go get it done. I think he was just saying the facts are the facts. We've been up in some of these close games, and it came down to the wire, and we weren't able to close the game out. And that's, I mean, it's very disheartening for the guys that put the work in, the guys that's in there, the extra meetings, the extra film time, the extra workouts, the things that I see my teammates doing, striving for excellence and doing week in and week out. And when we come up short of a victory, it's very disheartening.
Well, I'll tell you, Kelvin, a bright spot on the club, and I know coming off of loss, it doesn't help that much because a loss is a loss, but a bright spot on the club has been the defense and how it's upped its game, especially in recent weeks, Kelvin, and yesterday holding your fourth straight opponent to under 90 yards rushing and have only allowed an average of 16.8 points per game over the last four games. But, you know, only two wins to come out of that span. Do you feel the defensive unit, of course, being part of it, has grown over the past month or so?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'll be sitting here lying and say the defense hasn't improved tremendously. We haven't gotten better. But I'm just not a guy to sit here and praise upon the defensive side of the ball when, like you said, we're not showing in the W column. But we do see that as a defense. And like I said, that is a bright spot on the team. And the guys on the offensive side of the ball and special teams, they see it as well. And they pass on the bag and tell us, hey, guys, we're going to try to build off of what you guys are doing and take that momentum and just keep fighting for us, guys, because we're coming. And that's what we're going to do. We come out and try to get a shutout every week. You know, in the NFL, that's pretty much unheard of nowadays, but that's what we try to do. We try to come out and impose our will and shut down the opponent's offenses. And in the past 5 to 6 weeks, I'd say, we've been able to do that.
Defensive end Mary Williams, of course, your teammate, has really responded, Kelvin, after recovering from mid-season wrist surgery, 3 sacks 2 weeks ago, a sack and a forced fumble yesterday on one play that ultimately gained you guys 3 points. Must be nice to see the real Mario Williams these days.
Oh, yeah, it is. Mario, he's a beast, man. He's a good guy in the locker room, good guy to have around. And most importantly, he's a good guy to line up behind. As a middle linebacker, he's a guy I know. Team's going to have to chip. You're going to have to double team. You can't get running backs out in space on the linebacker and leave your offensive tackle singled up on a guy like that on the edge. So it helps out our entire defense, including our secondary with, I mean, his possessive rushing skills.
Boy, that that Russell Wilson, Kelvin, is having himself some kind of a rookie season with the Seattle Seahawks. How do you figure on stopping him on Sunday?
I mean, we haven't got a chance. We just got done watching the tape from the game yesterday earlier. So we're going to take the rest of the night to kind of just relax, try to clear our minds of the sick loss we just had to go through, and start tomorrow just looking at game film and coming in Wednesday with the attitude where we have to win out to even have a shot to think about anything positive for the rest of the year. And that starts in Toronto Sunday against a very good Seattle Seahawks football team.
Well, Bills linebacker Kelvin Shepherd, good luck this weekend at the Rogers Center on Sunday versus the Seahawks. Thanks for joining us, Kelvin. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for having me.